Welcome to the official podcast of Cryptids, Anomalies, and the Paranormal Society. This is Whispers from the Dark. Welcome to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. I am your host, Barnaby, and alongside me today, it's going to be one of those shows. That's right, we are on the road. We are heading home from another convention. We are coming home from Ohio. We are in Ohio right now. We are coming up to Toledo, Ohio, and we are coming home from the Small Town Monsters first ever Monster Fest. The week before last week we were at Hodag Heritage Festival, and the week before that we were in Salt Fork, Ohio, at the Ohio Bigfoot Conference. We got a lot of catching up to do. It's we haven't been doing the road episodes like we used to. I don't know why, just because we haven't.
You're too tired.
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling lately. We got two more events coming up we're gonna tell you about in a little bit here. And then we are off for the summer for our own road tripping and investigating. A lot of tripping and falling and hesitating. And we're following Herbie the Love Bug right now.
Yeah.
Facing us on a trailer. That's fun. So, tell everybody what we got coming up this weekend.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Paranormal Convention.
That's right.
Convention. To read my shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
In Marinette, Wisconsin at the Best Western. Riverfront or something it's called. It's the only Best Western up there.
Yep. And that is, it is Friday and Saturday, but Friday is the VIP dinner, and if you don't already got tickets for that, those are no longer available. But if you want to come out and hear myself speak on our investigation of the haunted history of Menominee, Michigan. Sorry. What are you doing?
There's a semi coming really close.
It's fine.
Backing up.
If you want to hear haunted exploits of us in Menominee, Wisconsin, myself, Ellie Wisensell, Resnick, Barbara, I think Rick and Anna, and Ma are all going to be up there. I think that's all of us that are coming. And you can meet all of us from the CAPS team there. That I just named, not all of us, but a lot of us. I think that's all of us that are coming.
I think so.
I don't know if
no Derek.
No Derek. No Ethan.
Oh yeah. He hasn't been around for a while.
Anyway, we'll all be up in Marinette, Wisconsin.
I'll tell you the ones that aren't going to be there, so yeah. You know, those are the ones you're going to see. I'm a little worried about this bug in front of us, because
it's not strapped down on that tire.
Straps are laying there. No, it's not strapped down on any tires, so it's just sitting there on that trailer. So, yeah, I wouldn't follow him anyway.
Herbie's going to attack.
Yeah.
Herbie's out for...
He's a weird little bug. He's not even a bug.
He's a bug. He's an old bug. If you're watching this, you should be... Oh, he's strapped up in the front.
He just looks like a weird...
There you go. Can
shape.
You see him? He might be out the left window or the right window over here. Right here. So if you can see that, there he is. There's Herbie.
He's back there.
Herbie, the danger bug over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's better.
Okay.
I just was looking at them straps going, yeah, it's not...
Yeah, I noticed he wasn't strapped down on the driver's side there, so that's okay. Yeah, so we are going to be in Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Paranormal Convention June 10th. You got a couple days here, so if you're planning, if you got nothing to do, come on up and see us.
Doors open at 10, $15 admission. There's t-shirts. Isn't
Little Lands will be there. They sell little dioramas with all kinds of little creatures and stuff roaming around it, like Bigfoot and the Fresno crawler, Mothman, werewolves, all little like about HO scale, which is 1/87th. So all their little dioramas are all about that size.
They're
so.
Not little dioramas, they're big dioramas.
With little things.
With little things.
Yeah. Who else is there? Forest Edge? Yep, she will be there. She has a lot of art, Bigfoot art, t-shirts, magnets, sculpted stuff. Yep. The Boyd House will be there. They are a haunted investigation place that you can go, the Boyd House, in, I believe it's in Minnesota. And you can come hear all about them and see them at their booth and go spend the night at the Boyd House. Seguin's Cheese. We'll have a booth there selling some Bigfoot memorabilia, socks, t-shirts, sweatpants, I assume other things of that nature. Gloria has a lot of handmade stuffed Bigfoots and can cozies and a lot of crafty Bigfoot
pot
stuff.
Holders and all that kind of stuff.
I think Barb's son has like some Bigfoot carving stuff and woodworking stuff that's Bigfoot related. I'm gonna forget somebody and they're gonna be upset.
Well, we have Angela.
Angela Zabel. Well, those are our speakers. Angela will be there.
But I'm just saying that whole paranormal side of it.
Oh yes. Not just Bigfoot at this event. We have Angela Zabel will be doing a gallery reading Saturday night. You can get tickets for that at the door. And she is also going to be doing tarot readings and private readings throughout the day. And she will be speaking. She's our first speaker, I believe, at 11 a.m. So we open at 10, first speaker's at 11.
And
then we break for lunch. And then I'm up next after lunch. And then Chad Lewis, the amazing and wonderful Chad Lewis. What does he call himself? He's the mysterious? What is he? Chad, what are you?
A legend chaser?
Yeah.
Something? Yeah.
Legends and lore. And he's doing a special presentation that he's coming up with for this event. He says on the Bigfoot and lumberjack lore and other UFOs and paranormal of Upper Michigan and Upper Wisconsin. So he's tailoring his presentation special to this event. That's really cool. And then our main event, our guest speaker of honor, is going to be Christopher Noel, and he is speaking on Bigfoot and its paranormal spiritual side, I guess he says. So that ought to be interesting. Yes, there is no veil. Yes, and if you guys, I think it was last week's episode of Monsters on the Edge. If you guys haven't heard, I have a new. Okay, 2 weeks ago. Sorry, 2 weeks ago on Monsters on the Edge, I had Christopher Noel on there. You guys can go check him out and check out that interview. It was really good. And he kind of gets into a little bit about what he's going to talk about, so you can get an idea. Monsters on the Edge on the Untold Radio Network with Mr. Doug Hychek. So I also have a podcast on there. If you guys are just Whispers from the Dark fans and you didn't know that, I used to have Monday Morning Monsters. Now I am on Monsters on the Edge. So you can find that. If you don't know where to find it, you can go to our YouTube page and right on the home screen there, there's all the episodes there. You can watch them on Wisconsin Caps on YouTube, or you can go to the Untold Radio Network and search them out, and you can listen live any day there. And that'll be the same day that this comes out on Mondays. So. I know there haven't been many Whispers from the Dark lately because we've just been so busy, and the conventions that we've had really small booths, and they've been way far away in Ohio and stuff, and we haven't had the opportunity to set up all of our podcast equipment. So it's, I mean, we had a 6-foot table at this past weekend, and the hotel alone was, $400 for the two nights at a very fancy hotel and convention center that we were at. So we needed to make booth money and not podcasts.
Breakfast money, because they didn't give us breakfast.
Yeah,
we missed breakfast at the other hotel. We didn't get up in time. Totally missed breakfast the first night. Right. So, you know, we were hungry.
We just ate.
Well, we just ate now.
Yeah, we just ate now. Yeah. We went to
finally. 3 days we ate just now.
Finally, we went to Hardee's. It was okay.
It was okay.
Taco Bell last night was better.
Yeah, yesterday.
It seems so.
Okay,
funny.
Back to the vendors.
Oh yeah. Reiki. Parent.
Yes.
We have a Reiki vendor. Back online. Did we lose signal?
Yeah. Yeah, you went off.
Oh,
back
I went
to
off.
The weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Reiki healer.
Yep.
Coming to the convention.
Yep. She will be doing Reiki.
And from your old radio station.
Yes, and from WLTK DB Talk Radio, we have Christina Bloom will be there doing readings and other stuff as well. And also from, well, no, not, I guess she's not from there. Featured well on Stephanie Lynn's podcast, Chat with Charlie, and her new one, I can't think what it's called. We talk? Something. Sorry, Stephanie. I hope you don't listen to this, because I don't remember the name of your other show. Ellie Wiesensell and Stephanie host another show on WLTK-DB. I can't think of the name of it right now. Well, Spirit Talk is Dea Renee.
I just see him. Okay.
I think.
I just see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But they have another show on WLTK. You can listen.
Sorry.
It's on.
I don't listen to it.
Thursdays, I think.
See
no, it's not. Said. I'm sorry.
Did you tell them that Ellie was coming?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
I didn't know if you listed her in who was
coming. I did. Yes.
Okay.
She doesn't have her own booth, but she'll be part of CAPS. So you can come over to the CAPS booth and hang out with Ellie Wiesensell. She's awesome. She does our clearings and stuff of houses. So if you have any problems at your house where there's negative energy or you have problems and stuff, she can even do it remotely. Or if you have any problems with your pets,
yes,
she can help your pets as well.
She really likes to work with your animals. She really likes to help out the dogs and cats.
She is a body code practitioner. She's awesome. I know you guys may have seen her. She was on our live Halloween special from Barbara and Rick's house. But she is a full member of the team, and she's going to be on several episodes coming up. They're just not out yet. So Ellie and Stephanie Lynn are both part of the team. Both awesome people, both good mediums, and they're both part of the team. But you guys haven't met him. Same as Resnick. Resnick is also part of the Halloween special, but you guys haven't actually got introduced to him on a show. Oh, I take that back. Resnick was on the
he did podcasts.
Yeah. Mike, yeah, he was on the podcast.
And, sorry.
Dave Mike Schrader.
Kind of messed up your name.
Rick Secker.
Rick Secker, yes.
And Brian J. Cano. He was on those episodes, yep. But no, he was on the Kettle Moraine episode. If you watch the Bigfooting in the Northern Kettle Moraine, Resnick is on there. You don't see him, but he's the one narrating the beginning of the episode, so that's Resnick's.
So he's at last year's convention.
He was at last year's convention, yeah. That's right when he joined the team about a year ago. So, but he will be part of Finding Heighten show, and he's part of the main series as well. Oh, he is in the Alien episode. Resnick is in the UFO episode that just came out, so. And Angela Zabel is in that episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
And we missed a vendor.
Chad Lewis is in that episode. There you go. Half of the speakers are in one episode of CAPS. Over half. Three out of four.
Christopher. He'll be in future episodes.
Christopher will be in future episodes, yes. We're gonna get you in the woods, Christopher.
You still missed a vendor and a sponsor, or a couple sponsors.
I missed a couple sponsors. Yeah, okay. We haven't gotten sponsors yet.
I'm trying to think of who the other
missed
vendors.
All the sponsors.
Okay.
What of another vendor?
That's a sponsor.
That is a sponsor.
Yes.
Oh well, I didn't miss any other vendors though.
I'm trying to think.
So yeah, this event is sponsored by some amazing sponsors, some of my good friends and friends at the convention. Let's start with CAPS as a sponsor, of course. So we are sponsors of this event because we're doing most of the work. And then we have Ravenwood Gardens Incorporated. They are a garden facility in Menominee, Wisconsin. Menominee, Michigan. And they do a lot of work with veterans, like helping with PTSD and getting them to garden and work like that, kind of help out with veterans and stuff. So that's what they do. They will be at the event, and they have a booth, and they'll be able to talk to you all about that stuff. And, yeah. And then, Paraflix, Paranormal Plus, streaming service, is another one of our sponsors. They are, sure you've heard us talk about them. We have a show on Paraflix. It's called On the Trail of Undiscovered Beasts. Paraflix is a streaming service very similar to Netflix or your other platforms, but it's all paranormal and cryptids. So you guys can go check that out for $3.99 a month, or I think it's like $30 a whole year. It's really reasonable if you're interested in that kind of stuff, which you should be if you're listening to our show. And if you get, you can go to our website and click on our link on the website there. And that's awesome because we get $1 for every new subscriber that signs up with that link. So you're helping us do our research. You're helping fund CAPS. If you sign up at wisconsincaps.com, click on Paraflix link on our website. And you can also get an additional 10% off by using the promo code CAPS10, C-A-P-S 10. Ooh, I have another promo code, but I can't give it out. I'll tell you all about that, because our next sponsor is American Ghost Walks. And this is great. Anywhere, if you guys are listening to this anywhere in the U.S., American Ghost Walks has tours, walking tours, and I think he's even got bus tours. Chicago, Milwaukee, Florida, Puerto Rico. I mean, he's got tours all over the U.S. Go to the website, American Ghost Walks, and check it out. And here's a teaser. If you come to the convention this Saturday, June 10th, we have a promo code for you. You enter that promo code, you're going to get a discount on those tours. So I could probably just give it out on the air here because if you're listening to this, of course you're going to come to the convention. Beep.
Okay, better now.
Semi just decided to merge back onto the highway in the middle of the highway. All right. Should we give it out? I'm sure he wouldn't care. He wants more business. I mean, there you go. Let me tell you what it is. Talk about something. I'll find out what it is.
I don't know much. If you come to the convention, they're going to have a lunch buffet provided. You know, you can pay for it yourself. And that's during our noon break, noon to 1. I don't know what else is going on.
That's all right. I found the code. All one word, all one, no spaces, all capitalized, Up North Bigfoot. Up North Bigfoot. Supposedly, if you put that into AmericanGhostWalks.com right now, you get a discount on your tours. Maybe. I don't know. It might not even be the right code, but that's what he sent me. Up North Bigfoot, sponsored by Ghost Walk Tours. Go check that out. So there you go. Up North Bigfoot, all one word, no spaces, all capitals. Got it. So there you go. Come to the convention and you can use that promo code and get a discount on your Ghost Walk Tours. And then we are also sponsored by Paralinked.com. Paralinked.com is a paranormal social media platform where you can hook up with other paranormal enthusiasts, researchers, and investigators, share your evidence, promote your team, promote your work, and check that all out. And they have a certification program on there for your equipment. If you build equipment, they will do like all these demos and stuff of it and check it all out and certify it. And I don't know, it's really cool. I had him on Whispers from the Dark a couple weeks ago as well. So you can go check out that interview of paralink.com. And they are an official sponsor of the convention as well. Did I miss anybody? There's five of us. Caps, Ghostwalks, Paralinked, Paraflix, Ravenwood. There you go. Those are our sponsors. So, that's all coming up this weekend, June 10th. There you go.
Hope I didn't miss any vendors.
We didn't miss any vendors.
I don't think we missed any vendors. We just went through them all.
We were supposed to have that one. I don't know if they're going to come. The one I was really excited for. But
the one that's coming in the 10th year anniversary?
No, the one that wanted the bus stop. Is there a Greyhound station near there? I really hope they come, but I don't know.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
We have t-shirts, convention t-shirts. New convention
t-shirts. Yeah, new convention t-shirts.
Well, not this one. This was last year. I can't see it. It was an alien and Bigfoot. Yeah. That was last year.
Yeah.
I was promoting today at the zoo.
At the zoo. In Ohio.
People thought I was weird.
You are weird.
You know I am, yeah. And I'm told my glasses turned purple. Can't see a thing.
Yeah, check those out. That's pretty cool. So, what else? Where were we this weekend?
Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio. For the first ever Small Town Monsters Monster Fest.
You know, those guys.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Small Town Owned Monsters. She likes to merge things and put them together.
Oh,
so.
Well, they wouldn't like it if I merged them.
No, probably
together.
Not.
They wouldn't like what I call them. But it's not offensive. It's just my brain doesn't work.
We know that. Cause.
That was a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. Now it's forever locked into this podcast. Cause. Yeah. That point's going to be made. It was a good weekend. We had Cliff Berrickman there from the North American Bigfoot Center. We had Lyle Blackburn. We had Stan Gordon. We had Amy Boo. We had all the small town monster guys.
Micah Hanks,
yep. Got inducted into the Ohio Bigfoot Hall of Fame. He was there. I can't think of his last name. No, that's Stan Gordon.
Stan Gordon. Okay.
This was Robert.
And of course, you know, the guys that run it are Seth Breedlove, Alexander Petikoff, and Eli, I don't know his last name.
Watson.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say that.
We also had Jasmine Witt there from Cryptid Campfire. If anybody else listens to their podcast, I'm a big fan of Cryptid Campfire. And Jasmine Witt and Eli Watson were both there. Obviously, Eli is part of Small Town Monsters, but she was there as well. A lot of people.
And Mr. Mappin' Black.
I was just going to say Jeff Craig. Mappin' Black.
Mr. Mappin' Black.
Yep, he was right next to us. We had.
I really should find out the guy that's next to him. His name?
Laura from Spooks, Creeps, and the Devilish podcast. Them and her new partner for their brand new show, Sean. I don't know his last name, Sean. I can't think of your last name. From Creepy Acres, they were on our show as well. And those two are starting out a brand new podcast. So I don't know the name of it. I'm not sure if they released it yet, but they're off on a new adventure, and that's coming up. It was a pretty good weekend.
Let's see if I can find out.
So,
get my phone to click here.
It was a good weekend, though. The hotel left much to be desired, but that's not their fault. You know, the parking situation was eh. But we made it work. There's a lot of places that we go that does not have trailer parking where you can pull straight through. So it's always a little difficult bringing the trailer on the road with us. But we unfortunately did not get any cool investigating or researching done this trip. We actually ended up going to the Akron Zoo on the way down there, And then today we stopped at the Cleveland, Ohio Zoo on the way home.
But the other guy next to Map and Black was Crypto Teology. He has all the t-shirts and stuff with like Frankenberry, only it's a parody and berry and, you know, all kinds of different stuff.
Adulting Exelon was there as well. Okay. They were straight through from us.
Let me see what that is.
Shout out to them who let us park. Who moved their car so we could park to haul in.
And there's a very nice guy. His name is Jonathan Addy. And he was in a crash on his way to the convention. And we just want to say we hope you're doing okay. He was doing okay at the convention, but, you know, he didn't really have time to go get checked out and stuff. And he lost some merchandise and things. But he was still there. And he's a really nice guy. He comes and talks to us at all the conventions.
Has he got a website?
Not that I know of. It just says...
Jonathan Addy. Look him up on Facebook or Instagram or something, Etsy maybe. If you guys can support him, that'd be awesome. He does some jewelry and some art and stuff. Woodworking.
Yeah.
Very crafty stuff.
Yeah.
So shout out to him. Hope he's doing well as well. And go check him out.
There's a lot of other guys here too. Strange Little Lands? Yeah, you talked about them.
Charlie Perez. Got to meet him. He does all the, if you're a fan of like cryptozoology and all that stuff, he has action figures of all of your favorite, not all of your favorite because he doesn't have one of me, but all of your favorite cryptid superstars like Lyle Blackburn, like Ken Gerhardt, Lauren Coleman. Oh my gosh, I can't even think of all the ones he's made, but he does all the cryptozoology researchers. And he also does all the cryptids. So he was selling custom-made action figures, really cool, that he's done of like Mothman, Owlman, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Skateboard Swamp, the Lizard Man.
Different ones I never heard of either.
Lizard Man of Skateboard Swamp, Black Eyed Children, Men in Black, Chupacabra. That was one I was gonna buy. I don't want to say how much you wanted for him because I would have bought his whole table if I could have, but I couldn't. I actually didn't even buy any of them because I couldn't. I could not justify owning, unless it was a Lauren Coleman, but he didn't have any. So I would have bought a Lauren Coleman action figure. I did tell him that he needed to make one of me, so we'll see. Oh, Hellbent Holler, Jessie was there. She was set up out there. She is going to be my guest coming up on the 19th of June on Monsters on the Edge. So check out her and Hellbent Holler. I'm gonna sneeze.
Cryptids of the Corn podcast.
Yep.
They were there. There's a Moth Boys podcast. I don't know where they were. I know where they were. I can see it on here. I don't know.
Cryptid Comforts was there.
What was the guys next to us from Florida? They were, let's see, I guess I can look them up right there. Let's see, number 30, Eerie Travels. They were from Florida. She's an artist, and they have a podcast thing too, I think.
Who's your new book writer friend?
Oh, that poor guy. Let's see. Michael Thompson. He's got really cool books, and I really wish I could have bought him. He's such a great salesman, and he's such a personality. He talks to you about all of his characters, and he does all the artwork in the books. If you ever see him at like a Barnes & Noble or something doing a signing, go check him out, because it's like a sea shanty book or whatever you call it.
He has amazing names for his characters, too. There's one named Barnaby.
But all of his artwork, it's so cool, and I really wish I could have bought your book. I'm sorry, but, you know, I didn't make enough money. I didn't even go buy Lyle Blackburn to buy his books, so.
She wouldn't even go buy Lyle Blackburn. She was afraid of him.
Money. Yeah, well, he was busy. And when I looked up, he was running somewhere. So
yeah, I've never seen someone run every place that he went.
He ran down the other way to talk to somebody, and he ran to the bathroom, and he came back with food one time, and always running.
Yeah.
So
never seen somebody run so much.
And not a big room either. I was trying to think of the other guy. Cryptids of the Corn, I said. There was another podcast I just read here. 222 podcast.
Oh, he was there, visiting. Yeah.
What's his name? Joe. Yes. He was there visiting. And he felt out of place because he had no home to go back to. He didn't have space to go sit in. He's just walking around.
That's right.
Visiting. Appalachian Huntsman. He's got a lot of hot sauces, mixes, and stuff. He's always at a lot of our shows, too.
Lyle Blackburn didn't have his hot sauce. Yeah, he's got his own hot sauce, too. He did not have that
then. He had CDs, DVDs, books,
yep, of his band. Yep. Folk Monster.
Jim Harold. He was one of the guests, too.
Before that, where were we? We were at the, let's talk about last weekend. Last weekend, we attempted to go do some research over Memorial Day weekend up at the Hayden Adventure. And I say we attempted because we really did attempt.
Yeah, we tried.
And it was the first road trip that we took our brand new RV on.
Brand new.
You know, our brand new 1991.
It is now because, you know, it's got all new parts on it.
Yeah, brand new tires, brand new transmission, brand new batteries.
I could buy books.
That's why we're poor. Yeah. But anyway, it runs good, drives pretty good. Still got to get its windshield wipers fixed because those don't work. But otherwise, it's coming along. Tried to take that up to Hayden Adventure. Got to Hayden Adventure. Got out of Hayden Adventure, so.
Chopped the trees down on the way in.
Yep, cleaned the trees down.
Except one.
But there was so many mosquitoes, they probably could have airlifted the RV out of there. And that's really not an exaggeration. In the 4 years that we've been going up to Hayden, this is the most amount of just swamp water, standing water, that has been up there. So the first year that we ever went up there was 2020 as investigators. And it was Memorial Day weekend 2020, and even then, there was not this much water up there. So this was a lot of standing water on the property, and just epic amount of mosquitoes. It was terrible. I actually broke out my head net.
And you had mosquitoes in the head net.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. So we did some research. We walked most of the property before we got eaten. Terribly. Yeah, we just didn't miss the one chunk of it that we usually cover. But didn't find anything too new. Nothing really interesting yet. But we do have some things planned for up there, obviously, this year.
We tried a few things.
We did try a few things, yes, that we could muster. And again, we have very anomalous results. So nothing conclusive.
Figure things out.
And nothing that's going to help anything aside from just interesting. So that was last weekend.
Yeah.
And we spent the night up there. That was good. And then the next morning it was so hot and so buggy we packed up, came home and showered, and that was it. So but we will be back up there. We're actually going to be back up there fairly soon to do some research, hopefully, if it's not too buggy. So we'll be doing that. And before that, we were, you guys heard, I think last week or the week before, we got out the episode with HodagTheMovie.com, the guy from that, and he, of course, was at the Hodag Heritage Festival. Another great year, great event put on by Ben Brunel and Carrie Bladorn and the Rhinelander community, what do you call it? Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Great event, third year running. Second year I spoke at the event, went a lot better for me this year than last year. I went all straight out non-technology this year, and so I didn't have any of the issues with the projector or the audio and stuff not working that we had last year, so was a good presentation. I planned ahead. And we actually had one of the guys there came out with us to bought tickets for our Bigfoot hike and came out hiking with us around Rhinelander. And we took him out and showed him a lot of cool stuff out in the woods that we found. And we actually found some new stuff. We found some new structures. And we also found what we believe is 2 footprints in Rhinelander. So we'll definitely be checking that more out this year as well.
Tried to bring something else home with you too. But,
that's right.
You know, we got rid of that. Hopefully.
Yeah. Always bring sage. A message from our sponsors. Sage. And let's go back another couple weeks there to Salt Fork, Ohio. That was the last time we were in Ohio a couple weeks ago. I don't even know when that was. Beginning of May, yeah. And that was another great event. That one was Cliff Berrickman was there. Cool stories with Cliff.
Can't be told on the radio.
That's right. Yeah. Awesome Cliff Berrickman stuff there. Cliff Berrickman from Finding Bigfoot, North American Bigfoot Center, out in Boring, Oregon.
Should we even mention him?
And he also has his own podcast, Bigfoot and Beyond, with Cliff and Bobo. So if you guys aren't listening to that, I highly recommend Bigfoot and Beyond with Cliff and Bobo because it is probably the most scientific-based podcast out there. These guys are talking to witnesses and other researchers specifically about research. So it's really interesting podcast every week that they put it out. And if it's not interesting, at least it's entertaining. So, also in attendance at that one was Adam Davis. Well, always good to see Adam. I didn't even get a chance to talk to him. That's how busy we were. It was thousands of people at this event. You could not leave the stand at this event. I got to walk around right away in the morning and look at some of the other booths, and that was it. You could not get out of the stand because we were right in the traffic from coming in to go to the speakers, and it was constantly packed all day. Great event. And then we ended up going out and doing some research. We got to go hiking that night and go Bigfooting in Salt Fork. There's been a ton of reports of Bigfoot in that area. And we had some interesting things happen as well. But you're going to have to stay tuned because we are hoping to release that stuff on Season 2 of On the Trail of Undiscovered Beasts, which is coming exclusively to Paraflix Paranormal Plus. So On the Trail of Undiscovered Beasts Season 1 is out now. It is all Bigfoot in Wisconsin. And Season 2 is going to be awesome. We have guest stars and all kinds of stuff on that. And it's going to be all over the U.S. even. Colorado, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio. Sure. Yeah, Wisconsin.
The other person at Salt Fork.
I was getting there.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that only one? There's more.
No, there's more, but I don't remember the other guy's name. I'm sorry.
Again, wonderful to meet and see Renee from Finding Bigfoot. For anybody wondering, Renee is an awesome person. She takes so much time for her fans, especially kids. She was outside. They tried to spread out the speakers throughout the building so that there wasn't like huge amount of people there. And Renee was actually outside on the big like water pond thing out there and stuff back there. And
pool?
Sure, the pool. That's what you want to call it. Some people call them ponds. Some people call them pools. It all depends. But Renee was out there and she had a line all day and she took as much time as anybody wanted to talk to her and spend time with her and stuff out there. So awesome, awesome lady. Is that it? Did I miss anybody else?
The museum guy that I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth floor.
Yeah. Expedition Bigfoot Museum was there.
In Georgia.
Yeah, I can't think of his name now either. He's a...
Somewhere He was a really nice guy.
Very nice. He stopped and talked to me when I was trying to go to the bathroom. That's what everyone tries to talk to me. And yeah. But yeah, he was really cool. Gave me some cool advice. And I can't think of his name. I don't even really know his name, honestly.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I want to say Steve.
I didn't personally know who he was prior to the event and stuff until you told me. But
yeah, because you wanted to go to the museum a few weeks before.
Yeah, I wanted
that,
to go to the museum,
and I'm like,
but I didn't know who he was.
The guy is coming to this event, and he's like, no, he's not.
Really cool event too. So besides the Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Paranormal Convention, what do we got coming up? Well, let's see. We have this weekend is Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Convention, June 10th in Marinette, Wisconsin. And then we head down to Jack Chavez's next big paranormal event. That's right. We go down to the Chicago Paracon. And I don't have the location for that. He keeps moving it, so I'm sorry, Jack. But look online, Paranormal Chicago on Facebook, and you can find all the information. Go to our website, wisconsincaps.com. You can click on Public Events tab, and you can find all the information there. All of our events are listed there that we got coming up. But we're going to be there on June 17th, and that is our last one this year. Chad Lewis is going to be at that one as well. Awesome! And... Neil Gibbons, and his partner, I can't think of his name.
I can't look up things.
And Neil and his partner from their podcast, Paranormal Guys, they're going to be there giving a presentation. He has another person giving a presentation on, I think, Satanism, I think is the other one. I don't know her name. But actually... Next week, you can listen to Monsters on the Edge, and Jack will be on there, and he's going to be talking all about the convention. So next week, Monday, you can listen to Monsters on the Edge on the Untold Radio Network, and Jack Chavez will be at that show telling you all about his guests. So that'll be awesome. And that'll be
what about the special guest? Or you don't tell
me. I was getting there. Yep, he will also be there. Chris Fleming will be there. The Chicago native, Chris Fleming, from Help My House Is Haunted and...
Haunted Scotland.
Aye, laddie.
I like that show.
Haunted Scotland. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for... Ma's Book Corner!
Yay!
What are you reading?
Nothing right now.
I'm riding in a car!
Yeah. I just finished... Chad Lewis books.
Oh my god! Chad Lewis.
Gangsters of Mobsters and Gangsters of Wisconsin. And the Most Gruesome Hauntings of Wisconsin. And the Winter Lore of Wisconsin. Or, well, not of Wisconsin, but the Winter Lore. All about the legends and lore of Christmas and New Year's and, you know, all the things you're supposed to do and not supposed to do over Christmas. 12 days of Christmas and then even beyond that, so. Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's got a new book out.
He does.
So I've heard.
Yes.
Thought I already read it, but they all told me I didn't.
I have this book.
It just came out.
It came out Monday.
Yeah.
I've read that book. How did you read that book?
No, I didn't say I read it. I had it. And I bought it, and now it's on my list. Actually, I was going to start the Wendigo one, but I'm not sure if I'm going to read that yet, or I have a time travel book by Nick Redfern, who we haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah, where is Nick?
Texas.
Oh, is he? He's down in Texas, too?
Yes, he is. Last I heard, I don't know. Let's see. What else have I read? I think the other ones, I think those are Chad Lewis' books that are all piled up there. I'm going to be starting a new project, so I don't know how much reading I'm going to do. Oh, yeah. I'm not telling nobody about that. So.
Good. We don't want to hear about it.
Probably going to fail.
There you go.
See, I'm already thinking positive. Yeah. That's my problem.
Positive, okay. Going to fail.
I'm positive, I'm going to fail.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
We went to see John Edwards.
Yes, we did. John Edwards. Edward.
Yeah, he was great. I really like John Edwards. His stand-up act in the beginning was better.
His relative that, got up there and told jokes, told stories.
Told jokes, that's what they were.
Yeah.
No,
they were actual stories of stuff that's happened during his shows and stuff. Yeah. His pre-show show.
Yep.
While he's getting ready.
Well, that was good. That was good.
At one point,
reading.
He goes, I'm looking for... Oh, I can't say that. That's my name. Never mind.
Ma?
He's looking for somebody by my name, and he looked over in our section. And
yeah, I went, there you go.
Part of me looks at me, and I'm like, nope, it's not me. And then there was another lady in the back with the same name, and he went after her. So I'm like, guys,
I knew
that it wasn't coming for me. So even though he spelt it the same way and everything, it was a little scary there.
Yeah, I was getting excited. Here it comes. Coming for you.
We really want to hear from my relatives.
Just wait till we get to Angela.
Yeah,
she'll find us.
Yeah. I'm always a little scared around psychics. They start coming for me. It's like Ellie. Ellie's always telling me I'm possessed by something.
That's right.
I'm sorry. She goes, you really need to protect yourself. I try, Ellie. I try. Yeah.
There you go.
That's all in the episodes, so just watch the shows. You'll see.
Yep,
I have problems.
It's coming up. That one, actually, where you first meet Ellie.
Yeah.
Yep, that one's a good episode.
That was bad before I met them.
That is coming out later this year.
And then the one we just did, too. That'll be out later, in later years. The other one where I got possessed.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one down southern Wisconsin?
Yep.
Yeah, that one's cool. I'm looking forward to that one.
I asked for help from that one because the other ones, Ellie told me things were happening. Well, I got sick, but Ellie can tell. But that one, I knew I was bad.
Somebody turned into a real dick. Even at work.
If you've ever watched Jeremy Leonard in 28 Days Haunted, yeah, he's got nothing on me. I caused
something wrong.
Yeah. But Ellie
better now.
Ellie fixed it. Yeah. Thank you, Ellie.
Yeah, that was a cool investigation, though.
Yeah, I thought it was. Didn't have a problem there, but I had problems later.
We are still filming 4 parts of that episode, so.
Just like Chad.
Yeah, we can't talk about that yet. Actually, Chad will be part of that episode, too. He's got to interview us about that, too.
Don't interview us?
Yeah, he said he wanted to.
We got
to
interview him.
Yeah. A lot of interviewing going on. Yep.
Actually, I already told him about that. I guess he could call that an interview. We talked about that at Rhinelander.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
That's fine. Right on? Long book corner.
I actually, though, I did watch 2 DVDs.
Oh!
Yeah. I don't know what they're called. But I bought them from Ken Gerhardt.
Oh.
So one is Ken Gerhardt and this New York cop going to investigate that monster that I can't remember what it is, but you know what it was. That was in...
New York monster.
No, he's not a New York monster. They flew to Japan? Creature? Where did they go? I'm sorry. It was a while ago when I watched it.
Japan.
No, not Japan. I don't know. I'm sorry. My brain doesn't work anymore, but it was a really good DVD.
Really like to help her out here, but
I told you. Ken goes through the whole show thinking it's a dog or
The Beast of Gévaudan.
Yes, that's it. Okay, is that France?
You know, France, Japan, real close
after
there.
After you say the name, then I know where they went. Okay, so, you know, him and this New York policeman, or ex-New York policeman, I don't know if he was ex or not, but they, and the guy is totally set on
this. Wait a minute, did you even watch this DVD? Or you just like read the cliff notes and decided you're going to tell this? Is this like one of those bad book reports?
Yes.
Did you read it or did you just read the back cover?
I watched it.
Were you awake?
You know, soon.
For all of it.
Soon I'm going to get, I'm going to get diagnosed with dementia. And then you're all going to feel sorry for me that you laughed at me now when I don't remember a damn thing. So.
We don't need anyone to diagnose you.
Yeah, I know. I've already been diagnosed. I'm self-diagnosed.
There you go.
So, you know. Okay. So him and this cop go at it. The cop thinks it's a real life person that's doing all these killings. And Ken thinks it's a cryptid, or not necessarily a cryptid, but some kind of animal that has not been identified yet. And it's the whole story and what they come to a conclusion at the end. It's kind of cool. So,
what's that called?
I don't know what it's called.
But it's on DVD and you can buy it from Ken Gerhardt.
Yeah. If you see Ken anywhere, go buy the DVD. And then the other DVD was Lyle Blackburn and Ken Gerhardt go track down the flying creatures, the pterodactyls or whatever, around in Texas, I think that is. I think they're both. And then the other part of that DVD is they're investigating some other animal. I can't remember the other one. It was the cryptid, the flying ones that I was interested in. What was the other one? Some other kind of cryptid. That's a cool video too, but sorry.
Yeah.
See?
Real memorable.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said.
Dementia.
Dementia. It takes away all of your life.
So it's out the window. Silence. Dementia. Flashbacks. So I hope you're watching this on video and not just listening to it, because
in a few weeks I'll remember this stuff. And then he asked me why I don't want to go talk to Lyle Blackburn, because I can't remember the video.
I really like that one thing that I saw you in.
This video. It was good, but I don't remember why. Can you sign it for me?
Hey, could you tell me who you are?
That's why I didn't go talk to him. He wouldn't go talk to him either. He wouldn't go get a
sign.
I tried to go talk to Lyle Blackburn. What did you?
And another person came up and cut me off. We'll leave it at that. I was kind of rude and just butted in front of me and started talking to them and inviting them onto his podcast. And
yeah. Just like you were going to do.
Just like I was going to do. I was going to do that. But yeah, so I did try and talk to him.
But like, well, I said he was busy all the time.
Yeah, he was.
Every time I go to get up, because I had to, it took so long to get out of the stand because the stand was so small, and get around people and stuff, and then by that time somebody else was over there again. So.
Yep. That's the same way Cliff was, though, too.
Yeah. Sent you to buy stuff from Cliff.
Yeah, sent me to buy things. I couldn't even buy from Cliff. I just threw money at him and he goes, hee, you okay? And he was talking to somebody else.
That's the way I bought stuff from Dave Schrader too, so. Anyway, yeah. There. Two DVDs. Ken Gerhardt's got them both. Lyle Blackburn's got the one with Lyle in it. And they're both good. So if you ever see those guys, just
you
buy
watch
stuff from them. They're good. Ken's books are good.
Yes, Ken's are good.
Well, I can't say that Lyle's are bad. I've only read one of Lyle's.
Because you wouldn't go buy the other one from
good.
Him.
Yeah, I know. And then it was gone. So.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You're missing a DVD.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. The specially signed nerd one.
Yeah, that one I actually went and got an autograph.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was at Salt Fork. Mm-hmm. It was Adam Davis's DVD.
Autographed by...
I bought it from Russell Accord.
Because we don't buy the videos from the people that are in them.
But Russell was the producer of it, so that's why Russell was selling it. So I bought it from Russell. I probably told him this already. And I said, you can autograph it. And he goes, I can? And he took it, and he goes, you can write whatever you want. And he goes, I can? And so he took it, and he goes, I gotta think. And then he wrote, world's biggest nerd, on Adam Davis's face, on the front of the DVD. And then he signed it, and he gave it back to me. And then he said, you need to send Adam a picture of this. And I said, I know Adam Davis. So he took it back, and he took a picture of it, and he goes, there, that's good. And he gives it back to me. And then he goes, wait, I gotta take a picture. So he takes a picture of me and the DVD. I don't know what he's doing with that picture, but he took that picture. He didn't say he was sending that to Adam. But anyway, so then they left Russell alone. Okay, so then at Salt Fork,
wait a year,
and then finally you get to see Adam Davis again. And so I took it over to him, and I said, I bought this from Russell. This is what he wrote on it. You know, it's not like I wrote it on there or anything. And he just goes, I'm going to have to talk to him about that. And then he signed it, and he signed the DVD itself inside. And then he gave it back to me, and I thanked him, and he said it was his pleasure. And that was about it. So, yeah, that's my story. That's one I remember.
I wish you don't remember the DVD.
I was supposed to tell you about the DVD.
The whole story about the physical DVD she tells me.
It was good. It was, there was like somebody interviewing Adam. You never heard that person talk, but Adam would answer these questions.
Probably Russell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And he talked about going to all the different places he's gone to investigate, and then finally coming to America and investigating California and Oregon and Washington were the first places he went. And then he eventually, all the other places he went to, I want to say Vietnam and just exotic places, the Congo and the trouble that they had, you know, with trying to film there and getting permissions for everything, getting shot at, getting knives, you know, poked at him, and him pulling out his own knife and doing it back, and then the guy left him alone, and just all his stories. And it was really cool to listen to all that, and then how he finally settled in America. He settled down by like San Diego or something down there and got married, and I think he's been here since, but but he still travels and stuff. He funds everything himself, and so yeah, it was a cool video too. So part of me wouldn't watch it.
I'd say I wouldn't. I just don't have time. I don't have time.
That's what I've been doing.
Very good. Very good. Good book reports. Give you B.
Yeah.
I give you a B. It'd be better if you remember the name of the books that you read.
You didn't let me.
Well, the books. Yeah.
I've been wanting to do these as I did them. They're laying on my table at home, which ones I've done reports on and which ones I haven't. And then he never gives me any warning that I'm going to have to do this. So, there.
The error. Cause!
Yeah. it doesn't matter what the names are. If they're, you know, Adam Davis, or if they're Ken Gerhardt, yeah, or Lyle Blackburn, they're all good. Just watch them. Learn what you can. And Chad, read all that Chad's books. You'll be ahead of me. I got all the Minnesota ones that I just bought. I also read The Bear.
Oh, I did read parts of that. I bought that
and
book from
Lumberjack
him.
Lore one. I've read them all. I just, you know, I don't remember which ones I've done book reports on or which ones I haven't. They're all laying on my table.
You guys can come out to
going through Chad.
The Marinette Menominee Bigfoot Paranormal Convention, and for $20 you can take a selfie with Chad Lewis's banner.
Banner, yes.
Yep.
His banner will be there.
His banner will be there.
But But then again, he did not give me the banner yet. So
banner may not be there.
I was supposed to take it the other day. I promised to come for the 10th annual.
Yes. This is the fourth year that Chad Lewis is scheduled to be at this convention. Will he make it? Find out this Saturday.
Only his books made it last year.
Yeah, his books made it.
They were there.
Christopher Noel's books will make it this year, too.
Yes,
if I remember
true.
To bring them.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, that's enough torture from us for this week. And from us, and with us, and to us. We are...
Say hi to what's his name so he's not mad at you.
Say hi to Dirty.
And Dirtette.
And Dirtette, yes. Dirty and Dirtette. There's your shout out. Maybe I'll try and call you. I don't know.
Since we've already done Chad and the Hodag store, we're good.
Yep.
You know, now they got him.
Now it's a whisper from the dark. We got to shout out Dirty.
Yeah.
Shout out Dirty.
Yeah, I know. Dirty. Okay.
That's all time we got for this episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for coming out. And remember, most importantly, oh no, I skipped a bunch. Man. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for hanging out. Don't get those shifters
welcome
made up
Indiana.
On. Welcome to Indiana. Most importantly, welcome to Indiana. And with that, guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm your host, Barnaby.
I'm Ma with dementia.
We'll see you out there.
Remember that.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. To find out more about cryptids, anomalies, and the Paranormal Society, visit us at our website at wisconsincaps.com. That's WisconsinCAPS.com. There you can find links to all of our social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and our Patreon. You will see links to our online store as well, where you can get t-shirts, DVDs, and more. If you click on the public events page, you can find out where you can meet us in person and all the public events we have coming up. If you enjoy our podcast or our YouTube shows, please consider becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/WisconsinCaps. There you can find behind-the-scenes pictures and videos from all of our media, as well as bonus footage and evidence that we have collected. If you have encountered something you can't explain, we want to hear from you. Visit our website and click on Submit a Report on our main screen. You can choose to leave your contact information or simply remain anonymous. You can also reach us via email at wisconsincaps@gmail.com. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please contact us on our Whispers from the Dark podcast page on Facebook, or send us an email at wisconsincaps.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen or watch or find us.